at a small vowel. Five lines from the bottom. Tanu hayisifu aleihen shel tzemer b'shel seyo. We learned in the Baraisa, is the Mishnah had mentioned the types of wicks which are possible to be madlik on Shabbos. And in Baraisa we learned they added two more. Shel tzemer, a wick made out of wool, v'shel seyo, or a wick made out of hair. V'tana didon. Our Tana, why didn't our Tana speak about these two types of wicks? Tzemer michves kovitz. Tzemer wool shrivels up. Seya ichuchi michve. Seya singes. So therefore, it was not necessary to mention it. Is poshet pshatit? It is poshet that it is posel for a psila. The Tana did not find it necessary to mention. Let us see Rashi. Michvetz kovitz mibnei ha'ul. It shrivels because of the fire. Ve'ein doile klal. It doesn't even burn. Ve'ein shal heves oichezes boy. The flame doesn't even get attached to the wick. V'loi tzorich lemisnai. So Atana held that it is unnecessary to speak about this. The other psilas, the other wicks, it seems they can burn. Rashi said before, Shoyer mesachseches bem, the fire flickers, kaifetzes and ifsekes, vena shall have a semedes bim kaimo. It is not a steady flame. So there is a flame, but it's not a steady flame. So the Tanna to tell us that this is posel lahadlik for Shabbos. Of these 2 weeks, it's unnecessary. It doesn't burn at all. Ve'ein doile klal. Let us see Taisvis. V'tane didon, tzema michves kovitz, v'seya ichuchi michech. Lo itzrech tane masnisin lemisne. So it was unnecessary for the Tana of our Mishneh to tell us that they're posel. They don't burn. Vimtaima kivin de masnis and nami sovra de tzemer vesey apsulim ladlokyom. Since the Tana of our Mishnah also holds that it's posel, imkain mai hoisifu. What did the Baraisa add on to the Mishnah? The Tana of our Mishnah held it was so poshid that these are posel, they don't burn. So what's pshat hoisifu? V'yeshloimel da heisifu hainu taime nishe'ein moishchin ha-shemen yofen. The Tana of the Baraisa added a nuknech that they are apostle because they are not moishch the shemen yofen. That means the shemen, the fuel that is burning, does not enter the wick, so therefore it doesn't burn good. V'tane de masnisen posoluhu mishum de tzemer kovitz v'seya michech v'leitzrich lemisne. So Taisus is very difficult to understand. The Marsha asks Pshat and Taisus. Heisus Taisus is saying that the Tana of the Baraisa gave a different reason. The Tana of the Baraisa said that the reason it's possible because it's not Moshech Shemen. That's a different reason. Fine. The Tana of the Mishnah says Bechlal it doesn't burn. So, it's weiter schwer. So, Lamein Afkemin, if it's this reason or this reason, but the Unter the Shura is that it's possible to use for a wick. So the Marsha asks this Kasha on Taisus. Perhaps we'll come to Daf Chof Aleph Amit Aleph, will be able to save Shat and Taisvis. Let us see the Gemara further. V'loi b'zefes. Zefes is pitch. Zefes zivsa. Shava kirusa. Kirusa is wax. Tone. We learned in Abaraise. Ad kam psul psilis. That means till now. Till Zefes and Shava, we were speaking about the wicks which are apostles. Mikan ve'eilach psul shmonim. Zephes, in Shav already, that is, the psul is not in the wick, the psul is because it is a posel of fuel. So the Gemara asks, Pshita, what is the Baraisa telling us? That's Poshet Pshat. This is a posel of fuel. So the Gemara answers, Shava itztrichale. He's telling us a chiddush in Shava. Mahu the taima. I would think, lipsilis nami loichazi, that wax is not good for a wick. Kamash malon, but it is good. Now let us see Rashi. There's a big machlokes harishayim to understand pshat in this Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Ad kan, ad yeroika shal pnei hamayim, psul psilis. This is the psul of the wicks. These are posel of wicks. Mikan ve'eilech psul shmonim. Shalo yitein chaticha zefes oishava b'ner b'mokin shemen. Instead of using oil, he'll put a chunk of wax or pitch in a keli, and he'll stick a wick on top of it. So that's posel. That is a posel of fuel. But if you will use the shava for a wick, then it would be good. Shava it's trichalei. So Rashi says, what does that mean, that shava wax is good for a wick? So Rashi says, lefi sheregilin lasois kemin psila arucha. One makes a long wick that the whole candle looks like a long wick. Fapsila lesoicha kemoisha ono oisim. So in other words, Rashi is telling us, that's how the Rishonim learn Pshat in Rashi. Rashi is telling us that what Shava is posel, that's dafka if you put wax in a candle and you put a wick on top of it. But if you wrapped around the wick with wax, the way our candles are made, so then that's a different parsha. So then, it is kosher. Then the whole thing is called a wick. This is not called you're using it for fuel. It's like the whole thing is a tzur of a wick. It is a wick that is burning. And this is kosher. Ma'od etayim elipsilo nami kosalo. I would think that what the Mishnah says, that Shabbos is posel. It is posel. Sai if you use it as a fuel. And sai if you wrap it around the wick, it is also possible. That, in other words, the candle is also possible. It's kamash malam. That's what the Baraisa is teaching us. That what it says in the Mishnah, Shava is possible, is only if you stick a piece of Shava in a keli and stick a wick on top of it or underneath it. So the wick is not surrounded directly by the wax, so the wick won't burn good. But if mitchile, you wrapped the wick around with wax, so then that is kosher. That is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisvitz. At kan psul psilois, mikan ve'eilach psul shmon. B'nei narboina, oisrim ner shave shalom. The b'nei narboina did not learn the way Rashi learned, that the kamash malon is that shava is, one can use, Aces, the Mishnah is telling us, that one can use shava for fuel if lechatchile it was wrapped around the wick. And there's a tzur of a psila, so that is mutter. B'nei na'avoyna oisrim ner shava shalom. U'mefol shihochi. So how did they learn shat in the Gemara? Mahu detayma lepsila isnami loy. I would think a wick that is surrounded with shava would also not be good. What does that mean? Shim som ner shava b'ner shemon yehei osom. That means they're speaking about something like the floats we have nowadays. The floats are be'etzim, there's a cloth wick and it is coated with wax and you put it into a ner that has shemen. That means the yesoid, the fuel is shemen and the wick is coated with wax. That is the pilpul in the Gemara. Mao de taimel epsilis nami loy. That you cannot coat the wick with wax. Shim som ner shava b'ner shemen yeyosa. Even though you are using Shemen as fuel, it would also be also, since the wick is coated with wax. Kamash Malon, Mikam Veilach, Psul Shmonim. That the whole psul of Shava is if you're using the Shava for the fuel. Given Sheyesh by Shemen Kosher. So since this, the fuel of this Ner is Shemen, so it's Kosher. Since it's a kosher of fuel, mutter. Aval ner shel shava beloy shemen osa lahadli. But if the only fuel will be shava alone, shava is possible to be used as fuel. It doesn't matter what surah it is, if it looks like a wick. If it doesn't look like a wick, shava is possible to be used as fuel. Beli nire, so Taisus disagrees with the Chachmin Aboyne. Dim also lahadlik beloy shemen. If you will say that you cannot use this without shemen, ki nicha b'shemen nami also. So then, even though he put it in shemen, it should also be also. Kedamrina lekama korach dover shemadlikin al gabai dover she'emadlikin. The Gemara says if one will take two materials, one is a wick that is permissible to be used for Shabbos, and he'll wrap this around a material that is not permissible to be used for Shabbos. The osa. So that is osa. So we see klal, if the wick is made of two materials and one is posel, so it passels the kosher wick. So memela, if you'll say that shava and yisoid is posel, the whole machshir is because you have shemen, so how does this become kosher? Elavade kleinir b'shemen namishori. So Taisa says, so pshat in the Gemara is that afilu lohiniach b'shemen, afilu he didn't put any shemen there also, is namishori. Will also be muta. So that is a mechlokes harishayim. So the Gemara weiter. Oma Romi Bar Ovin. Itrono, that's Itron, Pseulto de Zivso. Itron, when you take pitch, let us see Rashi. Pseulto de Zivso, la'acher sheyotze hazefes min ha'etz, after you extract the pitch from the tree, zov mimenu, so there's something that separates from this pitch, ayidei ha'oyer psoilis tzolul, a clear psoilis, kishemen, this burns like shemen, v'hu itron. So itron of psoilta de zifta. This is the psoilis, a byproduct of a pitch. This is derived from pitch, and it is a psoilis of zephis. Shava psulta de duvsha. Wax is a byproduct, is a psoilus of dvash. In the dvash there are the honeycomb, so this is the psoilus of dvash. So the Gemara asks, Lamai Nafkemino, why is he telling me that this is the psoilus of this and this is the psoilus of this? Lameka chumemka. So Rashi says, Laman demasni lemizban shavo. If a person made an agreement with someone else, he wants to purchase wax. Leisivle, he's permitted to give him psulta de duvsha. It seems there was a process that you could purify this wax, but he's not mechuyev. The tait, that's what the Gemara is saying. What is the tait shava? Psulta de duvsha. That means in its form and state of psoilus, that is also called shava. So if there was an upmach to sell shava, I don't have to purify the wax. And I sell it to you in a state of psoilus, that's also permissible. Let us see Taisvis. Lamainav kemina lemekech omemke. So Taisvis explains, all of a sudden, Taisvis had a kasha. All along we were going with the Gemara was translating Lechesh, Shulchadi Arze, and this is this, and there was no lamainav keminis. Poshet was translating what these articles are, what these materials are. All of a sudden, when we come to Itrin of Psulta de Zifta, Shavda of Psulta de Duvsha, all of a sudden, the Gemara explains what it is, and The Gemara asks Lamayin Afgamine. So Taisus is like this. Pshita leila shas shahoyu makirin ashave v'itra. Kedemrinin shave kirus. Before the Gemara said, what is shave kirusa? So we know already what shave is. Now what is he telling us now? Shave psulta de dufsha. What is he coming to be maisif? He already told the shave is kirusa, and kirusa chazal knew what kirusa is. Kirusa was wax. So Memela now he's just telling us the oifen how wax is manufactured in its crude state. So what is he going to tell us this for? Lekach koma, lemay nafkemina, lemekech umemke. The nafkemina will be if there was a transaction. Shim noda. It's a very interesting lotion that this, the noda. Shim noda losses lechaveiro shavo. If he made up with his chava to sell him shavo, yitzalei psul to the duvshe. So he can give him the psilus of dvash in its crude form, not being purified. He doesn't have to purify it and perfect it. There the Gemara asked, what does lechesh mean? Shulchet arze. Like, come on, my nafkamine. Lefish lehoi mekirim behem lechesh. The Gemara did not know what this is. Let us go further. Tanu Rabbanan, kol elu she'omru ein madlikin behem b'shabbos. All these fuels, all these materials that we said that were not madlik behem b'shabbos, avul oisin mehem medure. But one could make a flame Bainli Shamen Kenegdo, and he could warm himself, Bainli Hishtamish Loiro, and he could use it for lighting purposes. Bain al Gabi Karke, Bain al Gabi Benoira. Loi Oscho Lalases Mem Psilo Lener Bavat. It is only possible to be used as a wick of a nail. So the Gemara means as follows. A medure consists if you have more than one wick. You have many wicks, and they join together, and they make a large flame. So then, even though each wick mitzad atzmoi is not a perfect wick, it doesn't burn perfectly, but if you have many wicks together, there will never be a problem with the fire. Let us see what Rashi says. Avol oisim mehem medure, hesi godol, you make a large flame, she'echod mavir chaveiroi, that one ignites and kindles the other wick and is a large flame. So even though each wick mitzad atzmoi is not a perfect wick, but together you'll have a large flame, and there's no chash of he might be misakin the wick, and he might be over the iser of mavil. The only aser that linear. If there's a single wick that is burning, so there. The single wick might burn out, or it won't burn too well, so there they were chayish, he might fix it, and by doing that he'll be mechalo Shabbos. V'loi b'shemen kik. The Mishnah says one is not permitted to be madlik b'shemen kik. My shemen kik. What is this shemen kik? Omar Shmuel, shiltine l'chol nechusayame. He asked the sailors, there is a type of a bird, the kikshemoi. So the shemen, the stomach was like a shumin, a fat, that was the ashmalz that was derived from this oif. And it seems it's not a good fuel. Rav Yitzchok berei de Rav Yehuda omar, mishcha de koza. Cottonseed oil. Cottonseed oil is not a good for a fuel for Ner Shabbos. Reish Lakish Amar ki koyin de yoine. We in Saif Yoine we learn about a tree that grew over yoine, and he derived benefit from its shade. So a tree that is a equivalent this ki koyin de yoine, this mean this type of tree, it has a certain seed in it that gives that oil, and they say this is this is castor oil, and this is possible hadlok. Oma Rabbe Bar Bachone Lididi Chazili Kikoyin Diyoine. He saw this tree. Velitzlu Liva Domi. It is similar to an Ilan Sarak, even though this is a type of a peri. O de Mavshiki Rabbi. It grows in a damp earth, in a swamp. Va'alpum chanuso madlon yosei, and they spread over the branches of this tree over stores. It has a good reyach, and it affords a lot of shade. Umi partzidoi of the mishche. And the garinim, the seeds that grow on this tree, we make an oil out of them. This is castor oil. Uban poi, and underneath its branches, naichi kol brichi de marove. The sick people in Eretz Yisrael, they rest under this tree, and it seems it helps them to rest and to have a refuah. Zot Rashi, b'shemen kik, Shemen shall oif echad neisnim b'ner v'doylik. Mishcha de kozo, shemen shall oisin migarine tzemer gefen. The shemen that is made out of cotton seed, shekairi kutten. Ki koyain, ki ein oiso shall yoine, that tree that grew by yoine. Lididi chazili min ki koyin de yoine. Umedemavshi ki robi, bibitze yamayim ugodul, it grows in the swampy areas. Valpum chenvese madlin yosei, alpum achnoyeis madlin oisei, letzeil ulereyach toiv. Mi parzidoi, mi garinov, from the seeds, naichin choichvin, brichi choylen. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbe, psiloi she omru chachomim ein madlikim beim Beshabbos. What is the reason that one cannot use these psilis which the Mishnah enumerated, what's wrong with them? So the Gemara says, Mibnei sha'u misachseches bohen, because the fire flickers. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, misachseches kemin sakin pegume, a sakin pegume misachseches bebosa, it doesn't go smoothly over the bosa. Shein oiroi zokuf, the flame that comes out from these wicks, it is not straight. V'noyach b'mokeim echot, and it doesn't rest in one place. Elonidach v'koifetz, it jumps on the wick. It is not a steady flame, it's a flame that flickers. Lishnachrine, misachseches behem, eino nichneses toichapsilo. The flame does not enter the wick alone. Elasoviv mibachutz, like it singes the wick, but it does not enter into the depth of the wick. So therefore, I suppose it's unable to draw out the shemen from the wick. K'may sichsecha avonov. The marshoz ma'oirer, Taisva said before, the Taisus we had learned for Tana Didon Sema Michvas Kovitz. So Taisva says that the Baraisa was Moisiv Dei Sifu Hainu Taime. They added on to the Mishnah, Bipnei She'ein Moishchin Hashemen Yofe. That they said, all these wicks in the Mishnah, the Chesorin is, because they're not Moishch, they don't attract the oil, they're not Moishch the Shemen. So they added on, Tzemer and Apsilo shall Tzemer and Apsilo shall Seil. So the Marsha says, the Gemara says, it's another Chesoron. The Chesoron, the Gemara doesn't mention here the Chesoron, it's not Moishech the Shemen. Nei Sho'ir Misachseches Bohem. So the Marsha says, we see from Taisus that that's how Taisus learned. The Chesoron of Misachseches is because it's not Moishech the Shemen. The second Pshat of Rashi, we understand it better. So Pshat is Taka, since it's only the wick is only burning superficially. The fire is unable to enter the depth of the wick. So therefore, it is not moishech the shemen through the wick. So that is the psul of these wicks. shmonim she'amru chachamim em adlikin behem. The shmonim that Chazal said, the fuels that Chazal asked, what's wrong with them? Mivnei she'enim shochim acher apsila. Because the shmonim are not attracted to the wick. So memele, so eventually the wick burns out. Because the shemen is not attract itself to the wick. So that is the psul of these psilois and the shmonim. Rashi, she'enim shochim. So since it's not nimshach acha psila, for osila hatoi, so he'll go and bend over the nair. If it doesn't work naturally, he'll do it manually to bend the nair in order that the shemen should go towards the wick. The male will be over the issa mavet. Taisvis, mipnei she'ein nimshachim. Shamati mimaroz atzal, shashoma, Be'im sheyesh rak ner echot kosher bebayis. What if one has a kosher and ner in the whole house? That's the pashtus of the loshon of the Tosfos Yeshanim. Al yedei ze yisker v'lo yate shar neiroi shebecheder v'shebemartev. A very interesting, a very difficult halacha to understand. But the pashtus, the loshon of Tosfos is, if the person has 20 rooms, and in the house there's one nair that is burning good, so that will prevent him from being mata all the other nairs. Remember, it's a reminder. That's how the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says that it's good. If you have one nair burning, even though the other nairs are not burning in the same room, this nair will help. Though Chashulchan asks, what's the svara? How does that help the situation? You have 10 rooms, and in the hallway you have a good nair burning. So therefore, when I'm studying in my study, or I'm doing something in the study, and the nair doesn't burn good, I'll remember not to touch the nair because there's a good nair burning in the hallway. It's very, very difficult to understand. It's a b'zazikorim. The Elio Rabbe thinks with the Magen Avraham, and the Chashulchan wants to say like the Elio Rabbe, that the Lashna Taisis is not mashma like this, but the Elio Rabbe says that they were matir if you had in the same room two neiris. One neir you had that was burning good, and you have the other neir that is not burning good. So what does that accomplish? So it accomplishes, since one neir is sufficient, so memela, I'm not desperate to have enough light because one there is giving out a sufficient light. So memela, so he won't be mata. He won't be mata the other neiris. The lashon ha'taisus is shver. Taisus says shem aydei zayiska. But al kaponim, that's how the rabbi. I mean, this din is brought down in the Ramah. The shal is what the Ramah means. So the rabbi and the Elohe Shulchan want to say that it's only mutter if you have in the same room a good nair and an inferior nair. So Mamela, I don't have to be afraid, it'll be mata since he has sufficient light, sufficient illumination from the good nair. Period. One halacha. Ve'rash mikutzi yoimer, dovor sheyocher lasis beloy nair, a shimush, that he could do without any nair whatsoever. That means even though it would be completely dark, he would be able to do this process. Kigoin, lahoitzi yayin min hachovis, to extract wine from a barrel, which one could do a fellow when asleep, he could do it even though when it's dark, is mutalishtamish la'oir kol nair. I said, the iser shimush, that chazal aser, we see from this Tosfos, that what it says in the Mishnah, ein madlikin, one is not permitted to be madlik, it doesn't stop over there. No, he shouldn't, not sure this, he shouldn't be madlik, okay? He was madlik. The halach is one is not allowed, not permitted to be mishtamish with such an air. Ein madlikin, if you are madlik, you're not permitted to use it. Because if you'll use it, you might be mater. So Tosfos says, but they only answered a usage that he needs some type of illumination in order to enable him to do this. So therefore, Chazal answered such a usage by an inferior nair. But if it is such a usage that he doesn't even need the nair at all, he can do it even though it's dark. So then he's permitted to do it lo'ir haner. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boi minei abaye meirab. Shmonim she'amru chachomim ein madlikin behem b'shabbos. Mao she'yitein l'soichon shemen kol shehu. He'll put in a small amount of oil, kosher oil, v'yadlik. So what will he accomplish? So let's see, let us see Rashi. Shemen kolshu, shemen haniten besoichoi, mamshichoi la'achar apsila. It seems that the chesaron with these neiris in Yesoid, they're a good fuel. But somehow they're not attracted, they're not drawn towards the wick. So memela, if you will add some shemen, so the shemen attracts itself towards the burning wick, and if the shemen is moving, it's mashcheini achecha merutza, so the other fuel goes along together with the shemen, and it also eventually gets burned. So the kayach hamshoche, the kayach of being drawn towards the wick, the shemen can do. So then, l'chayre, it should be a good fuel. There's nothing wrong. That is the shayla of the Gemara. Maybe if you'll be using the shmonim, you'll be using zefes, shemen kik, you'll be using the shmonim. So memela, a person won't realize that the whole heter to use the shmonim is because there is a taruvis of shemen in it. He won't realize this. So memela, maybe we have to be geyser. Mi gazrin in dol ma'asel adluki beinayu. Oilai. Amalai ain madlik. He told them, no, you cannot be madlik even though you will add, you will mix a kosher shemen together with the shemen pos. My time. What's the reason? Lefisha ain madlikin. You cannot use these fuels, period. So what is the tariff? So what Rashi says, Lefisha ain madlikin be'einayu, v'gozrinen, since you're not permitted to be madlik, the shaman alone, v'gozrinen ho'atu ho, so they were geyser. Shemen al yedei taruvis, otu shemen, shaloy al yedei taruvis. That's how Rashi learns. There's a very interesting Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says a different shot in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel says, ma'al losis l'soichan shemen lahadlik, omaloy oso, lefi she'ein madlikin, kloima. What does that mean? Kivin. She'ein madlikin bifnei atzman. Alone they are not able to burn. That means the shemen, the kosher shemen, becomes drawn towards the wick, but this shemen eventually will be burnt up. Shuv ain madlikin, so then they won't be burning anymore. Fakert, the koyach of attraction of being drawn, the shemen is a much greater koyach. So even though it's schlepping the other shemen together with it, but this shemen will be burned first. Very interesting pshat. So the Rabbeinu Chananel learns meikar adin, it is possible. Not als gzeire, and it's possible meikar adin. And Rashi learns als gzeire. Eisvei. Korach dovor shemadlikin boy. This is the halacha which we had before. Korach dovor shemadlikin boy. Al gabi dovor shemadlikin boy. If he had a psil, if he had a wick, which this wick is possible for hadlokin. But he wrapped around this wick another wick which is koshel hadlokin. A madlikin boy. So one is not permitted to be madlik with this wick, even though you have here a kosher wick. Also, which is able to burn. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, shel beis abo yekoichin psila al gabei egois umadlikin. They used to wrap around a psila, a wick, around a walnut, umadlike. The Gemara Habamina learned that a walnut is unable to be a wick, but if you had something around it, it's good. Ktani mi is madlike. So Mamela, so the Gemara wants to bring a raya that even though I have here a material which is possible liyais psila, that is possible to be a wick, but if I have together something kosher, so it remains kosher. So the same thing, if you'll add shemen to shemen possible, also should remain kosher. Amalei ademois v'sli midrab shimim gamliel sayeno midetane kame. So he says, what's tamazah yakash? There's a machlekes tanoim over here. What's yakash for Rav Shimon Gamliel? So the Gemara says, oh, loy kash. Ma'isera, if Rav Shimon Gamliel says that that's how they were noyig, be'isaba, they were very big machmirim, as we learned in the previous perik. And if they were noyig like that, so that's a simen that the halacha is that it's permissible. So me'mele, so that's the ray. So I have a ray from Rav Shimon Gamliel, halacha, that is permissible to have a wick made out of two materials, and even though one of them alone is unable to burn. So the Gemara says, Mikol Mokim Kasha. So now let's get back to the Kasha. So the Gemara says, My Lav Lahadlik, that the egois, he also wanted to use the egois that it should also burn, and it's not kosher for a psila. So the Gemara says, Loi Lahakvois. No, he's not, it's Pechlal, a different Indian over here. He's using the egois as a float. The burning material is only the psila. And the egois is only being used as a float to support the psila. Ila hakvay, so the Gemara says, so if the only purpose of the egois is to assure that the psila should float, so my time of the Tanakam. So why could the Tanakam say it's no good? So Gemara says, no, there's a grais. Kula Rab Shimon Gamlieli v'chsuri mechsri. V'hochi k'toni. This is what it says in the Baraisa. Korach dovo shemadlikim boy. Al gabi dovo shem madlikim boy. There's no machloikes, ain madlikim boy. That is possible. That is dafke, if he wants both of them to burn, so then they ask him. But if his only purpose is of the Dov Hashem Adlikim Boy is not lahadlik, and it's to ensure that it should float, then it's mutter. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Ktani Mie Bederab Shimon, No, Korach Dovo Lasois Psilo, Agabi Dovo Shem Adlikim Boy, Kigoin Psu Psilo Stamas Nisen, Ktani Mie Bederab Shimon Madliket, we are Madlik. The egois lechosi lepsila, even though the egois is not good lepsila, idei taruvish apidomi. So we see a taruvish is good enough. So the Gemara says, Maisera hoyul umeyit shekach hoyul shel beis oviv oisin halochi. So that's a halochi. My lav lahadlik hoyukoychin shetadlik apsila im heegois. Both should burn together. So the Gemara says, loy lahakvois. Hoyul madlikin heegois. They were bechlawa not malik deges. Al seimech oleho hapsila. The wick was resting on the egois latzifa to ensure that it should float. Shaloi titva b'shemen. It should not sink into the shemen. Vayitzav habalzel metagaminen v'kof habalzel. So vayikav is a lashon of floating. The Taisus HaRosh says Pshat in the Taisvis we learned before Daf Chofa Medbeis. We had a Shvera Taisvis before Daf Chofa Medbeis. Taisvis asked Akasha, the Mishnah knows that Samar Viseir is also puzzle. So what were they Moisev? So Taisvis says they were Moisev the reason. The reason was Nesha Ein Moishchen Hashem Ayofer. L'moishev the reason. V'tana de masnisim posolu mishum de shema kovitz v'seya michrach v'lo yitztach l'misni. So Taisva said the machlokes, the barais and the Mishnah is why is tzemer posel? They said tzemer is posel only because it's not moishech shemen. That's the reason it's posel. The time of the Mishnah holds b'chlala doesn't burn. So we mentioned, so the marshoyes k'sakasha, so l'may nafkemine, but l'may se both say it's posel. What's the chiluk? What the reason could be? There's no nafkemine la'aloche. So, Taisus HaRosh says there will be an afkemina laloche. There'll be an afkemina laloche. What happens if he will take tzemer and he'll be kairich something else that is kosher for a psila, and he'll use both together for a psila. So according to the Tanna of the Mishnah, let's go. According to the Tanna of the Bereise, so the Taisus HaRosh says, so Me'ikir Odin will be good, because now it is Moshech. Now it is Moshech Shemen, and it's only possible als Gzeire. And according to the Mishnah, since this Bechlal is a Dovor that is not Roile Sorif, so it's possible Me'ikir Odin. That's what the Taisus HaRosh says. That's he learns Pshat and Taisus, but it's very difficult to understand the Taisus HaRosh. So it comes out that Heisifu, that means they're saying that the reason of the Mishnah applies also by Tzemer and Seyer. So it comes out a Kula. That means if the whole Chesorin is, because it's not Moshech, so if you'll be Kairich, it will be Moshech. But even though it's still possible, but it's only possible at Gzeret. So it seems this, if it's only possible at Gzeret, it's a bissel gringer. If you learn Bechlau, it is not Roili Sorev, so vice versa, then it would Stamazai be possible. That's what it seems from the Taisus HaRosh. Look to Gebore weiter. Eini, va'omar Rav Breine, so Abba Kaponim, we learned here aloche, that if you have here a fuel that is not a kosher fuel, you have here a wick that's not a kosher wick, and you'll mix it, you'll combine it with a good fuel, or with a good wick, it is still possible als gzeire. So the Gemara asks, Eini, that's not true, we find that there isn't such a gzeire. If you liquefied fats, the insides of a fish that also became liquefied, they were mashed together till they came in a liquid state. A person could put shemen kolshu in it, umadlik, and he could use it. So we see that even though it would seem that chaylev mahutach alone is not good, is a posel of fuel, but if you'll add shemen with it, it is good. And you said before that shemen will not help. They were geyser. If he mixed in shemen, otu beinai, maybe he'll use it alone. So the Gemara answers as follows. Hani mimshechi beinayu. Chaylev mehutach, chaylev that is liquefied, and kilvei dogim which are liquefied, he says, alone they're also good. Vahani loy mimshechu beinayu. The gozru, but the other fuels are not mimshech beinayu. Now, so if it is mimshech, so why bechlal, why is it possible? The gozul rabbonon al chaylev mehutach mishum chaylev she'enei mehutach. That means the etzem fuel, there's different stages. Chaylev could sometimes be a posele fuel, and chaylev could sometimes be a kosher fuel. If it was liquefied, it's a kosher fuel. If it wasn't liquefied, it's a posele fuel. So Chazal asat chaylev mehutach al tzgzeire oto chaylev she'enei mehutach. Val kilvei dogim she'enei muchu, if you liquefy these kilvei dogim, mishum kilvei dogim she'enei muchu. So memele, so the whole reason why chaylev mehutach is possible is not me'ikaradin. Me'ikaradin, it burns terrific. No, they asked it al tzgzeire. So now that you went and added shemen to it, so memele, so here they want geyser. The gozel bana chayl mehutach mishum chayl of shayni mehutach. So they gave it also a din as a fuel that is posel ahadlik. Vakil vaydong shayni mucha mishum kiv vaydong shalayni mucha. So the Gemara says, "V'ligzer nami chaylev mohutech v'kiru v'idogim shenimuchu shenosan l'seichon shemen mishum chaylev mohutech v'kiru v'idogim shenimuchu sheloi nosan l'seichon shemen." If you say it is only kosher when you put in shemen, so let's be geyser, maybe you won't put in shemen. So the Gemara answers, "He gufe gzeire v'anan neikum v'nigzer gzeire l'gzeire." So Azai Vait, we zicher won't do. Since Me'iker Adin, Chaylev Mehutach is also good, so Me'mele, they weren't geyser, so even though it's possible als gzeire, but if he added shemen to it, they zicher won't geyser. Let us see Rashi. Chaylev Mehutach, hani mimshechi be'inayu, acher apsila. This is nimshech by itself. It is drawn by itself after the psil. Ubalaitahu v'shemen namichazu. You don't even need the shemen. El de goza rabbonu mehutach otu eini mehutach. Hilkach, so the whole thing is only posul alts gzeire. Hilkach beinayu gufi gzeire. Vana neken v'nigzor ayibam shenimucha neisen l'seicha en shemen. So Taisha says, Kilvei dogim, these are the inside chelik of the fish, lav hainu shemen dogim. The shemen dogim shoylei masnisen beine. The shemen dogim, it seems the shemen dogim that they squeeze out from the basar of the dogim. That is the shemen. And that is a kosher fuel. The kilvei dogim, that you liquefy it, and then that is also me'iker adin a kosher shemen. Only if it was liquefied. So Mamelu here they were geyser, nemuchu otu einei nemuchu. Tani Rami Barchome. Psilois ushmonim sha'omru chachomim ein madlikim behem b'shabes, ein madlikim behem b'mikdosh. That just like they are apostle for Shabbos, they are apostle b'mikdosh. Rabbi Kivega asks Akasha, Gilyan Ashas, Koshali, Lamai Nokat Shmonim, or Bemigdash Emad Likarak Beshem and Zayi Zoch. He says, why does he have to say that, Emad Likin Behem Bemigdash, you can't use these Shmonim Bemigdash, and the Gemara is going to say because they don't burn well, why do you have to say Naya Taimim? Me'ikar Adin, you need Shem and Zayis. If they would burn well, they would be puzzled. That is Rabbi Kivega's Kashe. If you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rabbeinu Chananel take had a different gilse. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, Toni Romi Bachome, Psilo Isha Osul Chacham Ladu Gwem B'Shabbos, Gam B'Migdash Eim Adlikim Ben. Bechlal doesn't mention Shmonim. Because Shmonim, there's nothing what to talk about. The Yizichan need Shem and Zayis. We're speaking about the Psilois. The wicks, which are not usable for Shabbos, are not usable in the Beis HaMikdash. Why are they no good? Mishum shenema lahalois ner tovit. He brings a posik. Lahalois ner tovit. Hu toni lo. Rami Bachama brought down this beraise. Hu amalo. And he explained it. What do you see for lahalois ner tovit? Kidei shetehe shal heves oila mi'eleho. That you have to have such materials, such fuel, and such wicks, that the flame should be able to burn by itself without any outside assistance. That means these wicks, since it flickers, and you need assistance to assure that the flame should burn, so mamela it's possible because it says lahalis ner tomish shehemes oila meileho, that the wick should be such a wick that without any assistance it should burn by itself. Tnan, we learned in the Mishneh, mivloi michnesei kehanim mehem neyem, from the shmatis, from the used up michnasayim, which were from the big day kahune, mehem neyem, and from the gautlach that the kahanim had, hoyu mafkiim, they used to tear them up, umehem adlikin, and they were used for wicks. The old big day kahuna were used for wicks. So what is the kasha? The kasha is that the galtel of the kahanim had in it wool. There was wool on the galtel. So memele, there was tcheles and agomon, and all this were wool. So memele, how could you use how could you make wicks out of them and use them in the Beis HaMikdosh? You're just telling me, Adroshe, that you need a wick that is oila me'eleo. So the Gemara is, mehem adlikin, simchas beis, mehem adlikin. So the Gemara answers, simchas beis ha'she'iva shani. There we're not speaking about adlokas ha'menoira. They were speaking about simchas beis ha'she'iva. And simchas beis ha'she'iva, there's no halach of lahalis ne'er tomit. Let us see what Rashi says. He explains how we can learn now from this drosha. That it should be such a wick that without any assistance it should be burned by itself. From the used out bigdei kohuna de michnasayim. They used to tear these begodim, they used to make wicks besimchas beis hasheheva shehi beezras noshim. So the mehem neyim shel kloyim heim. The galtlech, the belts, were made out of kloyim. The chsives ha'avneit, the belt should be made out of sheish moshezo, it was made out of linen, or tcheles v'agomen, which were wool. The kaimelon tcheles amrohu, tcheles is wool. Betanya la'er linyan Shabbos aysifu aleim shel tzemer livso, that tzemer is possible for as a wick. Uktani madlikin v'hem v'migdash, so we see not like Rami Bachome that the possible of psilis are also kosher for the migdash. So the Gemara answered simchas beis hasheiva shad l'ksiv lahalis bo. Thereby this simcha is no possible whatsoever. V'lavdi eraisei. There was no mitzvah d'yeraisa to be madlik these neires by the simcha. It was als the simcha they did it. So memele, so since it's als the simcha, there was no special halachas of the oifan hadlokeh. So the Gemara weiter. Toshma, the toni, rabbi bar masne, bigdei kune shabol, umavki noison, mehema yoisem psilis lemigdash. Here it seems the Gemara understood psilis lemigdash means the meneire shebe migdash. And they used the Big Day Kahuna. And the Big Day Kahuna, the Gemara was under the impression that includes all Big Day Kahuna. Sai the Michnasayim, which was pure linen, and Sai the Avnet, which had a taruvis of tzemer, of wool in it. So the Gemara says, my love the Kloyim, that Rabba Masna means that one can use the Avnet also as a wick. So the Gemara says, loy the boots. You can only use the big day pishta on the michnasayim as wicks, the avnet is like a puzzle to use as a wick in the for the menorah. My love the kloyim kigoin avnet. Zok Taisvus. Simchas beis hasheyeva shani. So Taisvus asks a new shaila. Heichi shori lahadlik. How is one permitted to use the big day kohune as wicks for the simchas beis hasheiva, v'lav tzorech kolbenu, there was no kolben involved over here, v'oma v'peik beis de kedushin, bigdei kohune shebolu mayalin v'hem. The Gemara says that if there were bigdei kohune and they became used up. So the halacha is moyalin bohen, that one is not permitted to derive benefit from them. And if one derives benefit, it's a chiyuv mila. So since this was not a tzairich kolb, that there should be a lot of illumination b'shas the simcha, so how are they permitted to take bigdei kohune, which are miyuchet legavoya, and use it for their own purposes? There's an issa me'ila. V'daychik loymar leiv bezdin masna aleihem. Daisa says it's a big daychik to answer this kasha and to say leiv bezdin masna aleihem. Now let me just explain what the taitch of leiv bezdin masna aleihem is. So Daisa says the matzoirech yesh lehem lahasnois bishvil ze. Why should bezdin make such a t'nai? That's one kasha, and on the Taisus Yishonim says, "Va'oy deloy matzinu loy bezden baze, the kiven the kvar kichu bigdei kohune loy nafki lechulen b'loy pidyin." We don't find such an inyan of loy bezden masne because the begotten became kaidish already. The Dvar Shmuel in Masechtas Psachim, Madura Tinyone, Daf Lamed Dalet, in the Sefer, brings down three oifanim, how to explain what is this leiv bezdin masnalim. What is this? The easiest pshat is leiv bezdin masne means hefker bezdin hefker. We know that bezdin is bekoyach to take away ownership. That means something belongs to Reuven. Bezdin is bekoyach la'isa tzoyrech, to take away the ownership. It's not yours anymore. It can nullify the ownership of Reuven, and it doesn't belong to Reuven anymore. The kedusha of kochei bedek habayis, the kedusha that something that belongs to Hegdish, the kedusha is derived to that it belongs to Hegdish. So since it belongs to the Rishus Gavoya, it is Kodesh. There's a very interesting Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says in Chulin, Tarnegoyle Shemorda Poka Kedushoso. If you had a chicken that belonged to Hegdish, and the chicken ran away, they were Miyayish from the chicken. So since there was Yiyush means they gave up hope that they didn't hope to find the chicken again. So Poka Kedushoso, so the Kedusha, it's not Kodesh anymore. If a person finds the chicken, he's allowed to use it for himself. Why? Because the whole Kedusha of the chicken is because it belongs to Gavoya. It is under the ownership of Gavoya, of Rishus Gavoya. And if the Rishus Gavoya lost its ownership, so the Kedusha Memela falls off. So Memela, so we could say that it's Taisus asked Akasha, how does it work? How can one be permitted to take Bigdei Kohune, which belong to Gavoya, and use it for a different purpose? So Taisus maybe say Leiv Bezdin Masne, and we could say Leiv Bezdin Masne means that Bezdin was Mafkir. Bezdin took nullified the ownership of Gavoya. So it's not Kodesh anymore. But Taisus says, why should they do this? You're missing wicks, go and buy wicks. I mean, you have to go and take the Bigdei Kohune, and Bezdin has to be Mafkir, the Bigdei Kohune. That's one oifen to understand the lomdes of Leiv Bezdin Masne. A second oifen to understand Leiv Bezdin Masne, the Dvar Shmuel says that when they were magdish, these begodim, there was a shiel put into the hegdish. A shiel means as follows, that the Chazal said, or Bezdin said, that you're giving it to Hegdish only for these purposes. That means Bezdin said whenever someone gives begodim to Hegdish, so it is only given for these purposes. For wearing purposes, it is given to Hegdish. For burning purposes, it was never given to Hekdesh. That means we are splitting the ownership of Hekdesh. But we're not splitting Mikanu Lahabo. We're not saying it always belonged to Hekdesh, we're taking away from Hekdesh. We're saying Bezdin was Masna whenever your Magdish, Bigde Kahune, the Bigde Kahune was only given to Gavoya for this purpose, and for other purposes it never was Kaddish, it never was given to Gavoya. Which could also make sense, and Taisus says, why should Bezdin do such a thing? The Taisus Yishonim asks Akasha, it was once Kaddish. So we see the Taisus Yishonim Zicha did not learn like the first Pshat, and it would seem he didn't learn like the second Pshat either. So the Taisus Yishonim seems learned as follows. There's a third Lomdus of Leiv Bezdin Masne. The third Lomdus of Leiv Bezdin Masne would be, it's a Geder of a Tnai. That Bezdin says that it is only Hekdesh if this won't occur. If there'll ever be a necessity that this should, we would need it, it never became Hekdesh. That's a third Pshat in Leiv Bezdin Masne, even though no one thought of it. But Bezdin interjects this in all Maisei Hekdesh. Bezdin says that the Hekdesh is on this earth, and it's a Hekdesh on a Tnai. If this and this will occur, we never made it Hekdesh. So Taisvah says, here you can't say that. Because here the Begodim was Icha Hekdesh once. So if it was once Hekdesh, the Hekdesh can't fall off. So Taisvah has a problem here. The problem is, so how can these Begodim be used for a Tzayre Choyl? There should be a Din Me'ila. V'nira L'ri. The Choyl O'L'Kovid HaKol Ben Hoya Oysim. The tremendous illumination which was existent by Shas the Simchas Beis Hashem, that was the covet of the Kolben. The Chsiv Shaftem Mayim Besosoin, and the greater the light, it seems, the greater the Simcha was. Tzayrech Kolben Choshevle. So this is called that Tzayrech Kolben. This is called that Tzayrech Gavoya. That what they wanted it should be so light, that enhanced the simcha, that enhanced the sosin. So Mamelo, that is not, so we don't consider he's taking big day kodesh and using it for his own purpose. No. This is a tzeirich kolm. So Mamelo, so there's no din me'ila. Me'ila is, if I steal a something that belongs to Gavoya, I'm taking it for myself. This is a tzeirich Gavoya. So Taisa says, fine, now we understand why one is permitted to use these big day kahuna as wicks. Above a the Omar Taisa brings a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Boireres Isha Chitim La'ir Beis HaShe'eiva. The Gemara says that these menorahs illuminated the whole area so well that a woman was able to be boirer chitim loyer beis hasheva. She is able to pick out the good kernels from the bad kernels, even though the kernels are very minute, but the illumination was so great, she was able to pick out the good from the bad. So l'chayre, Taisus understood the Gemara kipshutai, that women like this, if they didn't have enough time by day to be boirer the chitim, so this was a golden opportunity. So they used to be boirer at night, thanks to the illumination of the that was given out from these menorahs. So there's the kash. How is she permitted to use to benefit from the light from the psilis? This already is, she's using it for her own tzairich. So there should be an issa me'ila. So Taisa says, you have to learn the Gemara with a grain of salt. Loisha isa boireres. Not the Gemara means boireres, isha chitim loya beis hasheiva. A woman is permitted to derive benefit from the oyer beis hasheiva. No, el shahoisa yechayla livrech. Hazal wanted to explain to us how light was it. How great was the illumination? So the Gemara says that it was great enough that it was the woman was able to be bayrechitim. Aval lemaise, she zicha wasn't bayrechitim because she'd be deriving benefit from the psilos. Umiu b'Yerushalmi dayik mehoche. The Yerushalmi does ask this kasha. How was the Yerushalmi learned the Gemara Kepshutai that women were permitted to use this illumination for their own Tzairich? And the Yerushalmi answers, so why was the Taka permissible? So Yerushalmi answers, the Koil Umare V'Reyach Ein Behem Mishum Mila. That by Mare there's no Isser Mila. That means the whole Isser Mila is if someone is deriving benefit from something that belongs to Gavoya and is Be'en, and he's taking and he's deriving benefit from it, so that is an Issa Me'ila. Mare, or Koil, this is an intangible substance. That means the light that is coming out from these wicks, she is not using the wicks. The wicks were used L'Tzeirech Gavoya. So the whole problem is now that she's deriving benefit from the illumination that these wicks are giving out. So that is called mare. So this is not a double band. This is an intangible thing. You don't have momin gavoya here. You don't have something that belongs to gavoya. So memeila, so there's no issa meila. That is what the Rishalmi answers. The problem is, the Gemara in Pesachim says, Koil umare ein behem ishum meila. So the Gemara says, Milahu de lespuhu o yisure ike. There's no iso de eraisa to derive benefit from mare. But mi de rabbonon it is also. So Taisus and Psochem asks this kasha. So the Yerushalmi only answered why there's no iso de eraisa. But al kaponim it is still difficult to understand why isn't there an iso de rabbon. The kasha l'ri, now the ri asks a different kasha, my porich mi michnesei akahanim mehemne. Why was the Gemara's kasha? From the galtlach of the kahanim. The Gemara said, how could we use their galtlach? For weeks, there was tzema there. So Taisi says, good, that's sure there was tzema. Aber haloi hoya behem pishton. But there was pishton also. There was flax there also. Let us see which materials were used to make the Yavne. It says, Tcheles, Valgomon, Vatelashoni. This is all the wool content. Vishesh Moshezo. But there was flax also. Vatayv Lipsila. And flax is good. Linen is good for a psila. So memele, the have kikorach dover shemadlikin boy, al gabi dover sheimadlikin boy. So al koponim, if we will study this wick, and we'll clear the materials that this wick is made out of, so you have two types of materials. You have a good material and an inferior material. So we fear those, that in Shabbos it is also als gzeire, shem o yadlik beine. That means if he'll use a wick of wool, betaruvis, with linen, he might come and use wool alone. So it's also als gzeire. Aber be mikdish loy shaycha hach gzeire. But the mikdish is not shaych this gzeire. So the Maram explains why it wasn't shaych in the mikdish. Or the mukia grif. So they say because kahanim zrizim hain. So memele, so we don't have to be afraid if you'll be mata, just like we had the chabura bnei chaburas rizim, ubakanim asichas rizim. So memele, so we don't have to be afraid by the beis hamikdash we had kahanim rizim. So you don't have to be afraid by kahan, we don't have to be geizer. So if we were mata to use the psile. To use the avnei for a psile in lamaisa mikadin, it's good. Only as gzeira, they shouldn't have been geizer by kahan. The nirulari, so the ri answers the kibin she'ein min apishton elo revie. That no, that this is possible meikar adin, because looking at the materials that the avnei was made with, so the linen is only a quarter of the whole content of the avnei. Is bottle b'shar minim v'habe ki'ilu ain by pishton klal. So it's ki'ilu that there wasn't any pishton whatsoever in this wick, because roiv was tzema. So mikiradina was posel. So that was the Gemara's kashe. So how could this be used for the menoire, it's not oila me'eileo. So the Gemara said, no, the Fiemis, we're not speaking about the big nekunish abolo is not speaking about the avnate, we're speaking about the begodim, which were a pure linen.